Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry with a G, one of the classics. One of the greats. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John is the author of 6 Secrets to Startup Success. ReadyFounder.com, as I remember, John. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell the audience what they'll find when they get there.
Well, we have a blog and a book. You can sample a chapter of the book there, and, of course, a link to opportunities to purchase it. We have a personality profile built around 11 characteristics of successful entrepreneurs, which you can link to and take that online as well.
So check that out, folks. And if you need some help, John can help you. I know you work with people virtually as well as face-to-face, John. Talk to us about, in the previous 2 segments, we talked about a couple of great stories that you brought us of people who dealt with adversity, people who dealt with, they were under the gun, they were under fire, And they dug it out. They did some extreme things. They did some unusual things, but they did what they had to do to succeed, which is the all in attitude of entrepreneurs. And I love it when we hear stories about big companies being entrepreneurial, like the Hancock Bank story. So wrap all this up for us and put a bow around it for us, John, as we wrap up.
Yes, and for me, the theme here is going back to be a serve. Why are you in business in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bill McDermott in our last story, for example, who bought a deli at age 16, he's now CEO of a 65,000-person company, SAP.
Mm-hmm.
And any CEO of a big company like that will tell you it's almost impossible for them to get anything done.
Out of the last mile.
You know, you're sitting on top of this thing. You think you would have all the power of the world,
moving,
but it's almost impossible.
Moving, it's one of the most frustrating things that big business CEOs have. They get an idea, but how do they get it flexed all the way out to the last mile?
That's right. And it's easy to get internally focused, and I'm actually surprised how many small businesses get caught up in their product, in
their own policies and processes,
in their facilities. And processes, and they lose sight of why they're in business in the first place. So I guess the first big theme from these stories is if you're confused about where your time should be going or what your priorities should be at any point in any day, just ask yourself, who are you serving and what do they need?
Mm-hmm.
And focus your energies there.
Also, ask what they expect from you. And if you can't answer that question, you need to ask them, pardon me, ma'am, what do you expect from us? I mean, you know, you can word it a different way, but I think you need to ask people that.
And peeling back, what's really motivating them? What's really driving them? And how can you be innovative in meeting that need? You know, another thing that Bill McDermott did with his deli, in this working class town, blue collar town, you know, people got paychecks on Friday. And they had spent most of it by Saturday. So he created a credit. he extended credit through his store, not unlike what the people from Hancock Bank did.
That's
with their
pretty entrepreneurial as a deli.
Well, it is. And it extends trust to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was doing was touching them where they, you know, in a way that really motivated them and built trust and loyalty for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of simplistic when you say to a business owner, focus on your market, focus on your customer. But I tell you, it's easy to get lost and lose sight of how important that is. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes a hurricane to snap an organization back into focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So When we think about people starting businesses, I mean, they brand new startups, you know, it's really important for them to hear stories like this, isn't it? Because they're gonna be faced with things like this. They're gonna be faced with adversity.
That's right. And usually, most people have been through adversity in their lives. And one of the things I ask new founders, how have you dealt with adversity in the past? Because you're gonna need those muscles.
Ask people around you if you're starting up. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Great job bringing these wonderful stories to us. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyFounder.com is his website. Six Secrets to Startup Success is his book. Whatever John does is top shelf. If you listen to John, you'll get smarter. John Bradbury will be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you in a minute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.